Look at the sugya today of Megillah, especially the issue of reading at night, reading during the day. Are those two equal? And we'll start with the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Sa Megillah Balayla Ulishanosa Bayom. A person has to read the Megillah both by night and by day. And this is recorded in the codes. We'll take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Pei, Tav Reish Pei Zayin. And the language is Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah Balayla V'Lachzar U'Lishnosa Bayom. Then we have a diuk. We want to make a careful reading of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and that is Lishanosa. What is the meaning of Lishanosa? He could have said Likrosa. Now, where does Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi derive the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah at night, the night of Purim? After all, during the day, we know Hayomim Ha'elun Nizkarim V'Yinasim. And we'll soon see the sugya daf chaf that's a reference to kriyas haMegillah by day. Hayomim ha'elu nizkarim. The word nizkarim refers to Megillah. And the Mishnah says on daf chaf amud aleph ein koronis haMegillah ad haNetzachama. And therefore we know about kriyas haMegillah by yom. That's legislated by the Megillah itself. However, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi has to derive a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah at night. And he quotes the pasuk, Elokai ekra yomam velo sane, velayla velo dumyuli. This is the famous kapitel chav beis in Tehillim, which is called Amnatzeach al Ayelas HaShachar, which, according to Chazal, was the tefillah, the bakasha that Esther herself prayed to Hashem before she entered in to see the Melech. Rashi, here in Megillah Daf Dalid, alludes to this tefillah, or bakosh of Esther. He says, Ekra, b'mizmar lamanatzeach al ayeles ha-shachar, hu shenemar al Esther. And how do we know that this ayeles ha-shachar was said by Esther, or about Esther? Ki namriyum b'msechta yuma, in any event, Esther is about to enter into the Melech HaChashverosh, as the Gemara speaks about there in Yuma on Daf Chavtes, and Esther cries out to Hashem, begging him for Hatzolah, for saving Klal Yisrael from the Xeris of Haman. And her crying to Hashem was both Bayom and also Balayla. And the reason how do we know this? Because it says, V'layla v'lo dumyuli. Even at night, I beseech God, I petition to Hashem, and I'm not silent. That's the derivation of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. And the takana of reading the Megillah at night, of Zeichel and Nes, to remember the miracle, therefore includes both night and day as well. But it's very fascinating, and please note this, that according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the source for Kriyas HaMegillah, at least at night, is Za'aka, is Esther's crying in petition to Hashem for salvation, to protect us from the destruction, the Gzeirah of Haman. Then, if you fast forward a few lines in the sugya, of Rabbi Chelba or Ula, Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah Balaylu Shanos Bayom Shenemar Lemayn Zemer Chavov Lo Yidom Hashem Elokai Liolam Odecha. This pasuk, on the other hand, Lemayn Zemer Chavod, which also comes from Tehillim, but it reflects a different mood entirely. Here in Kapitel Lamed, David HaMelech is speaking about Zemer, about singing the songs of praise to Hashem, the exhilarating spirit of Zemer, of singing God's praises, indicates something about Kriyas HaMegillah. And Rashi addresses this question. Haikra, this pasuk, b'mizmar o mimcha Hashem ki lilisani, and that pasuk itself, in Tilim Lamed, is darshaned by the psikta as a reference to Mordechai v'Esther. Says Rashi, u'kriyas HaMegillah, Shevachu shemefarsim v'sanes v'akol nekalsim l'akodesh baruch hu. Kriyas HaMegillah is also a zemer, a kilus, one long praise to Hashem, and that is the pirsum, the publicizing of the miracle. That is the greatest shevach to Hashem. And since the pasuk says v'lo yidom, I won't be silent, it means I will add a special shevach again. And that again, that extra shevach, is an allusion to Kriyas HaMegillah, which is shevach balayla. Not only will I sing Hashem's praises by reading the Megillah by day, but v'lo yidom, even balayla. And this is the source, according to Rabbi Chelbo, of the Takonas Megillah at night. Two different sources, Rabbi Shur ben Levi and Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Shur ben Levi based on Laila v'lo dumyuli, Tefillah and Bakosha, a sense of calling out to Hashem out of desperation. We are totally dependent upon Hashem for salvation. The Gzeiras Haman spells impending doom, catastrophe, chas v'shalom v'kal Yisrael. That's one way of learning Megillas Esther. The other way of learning Megillas Esther is L'man Yizamerch HaChavod, a kiyum of Zemer and Shevach Takodesh Baruch. Now, we wanted to address the following question. Is there one Kriya which is the Ikar Kriya? And if there is an Ikar Kriya, is it Balayla or Bayom? For example, and this came up in the army here in Israel many times, a chayal tells you he can hear the Megillah either at night or by day. Depends, you know, when he gets out of his base, he can ask for a leave at night or a leave during the day. Which one comes first? And the answer, I believe, is that although the Gemara says, Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah Balayla Ulishanosa B'yom, and it sounds like, on the, shall we say, the superficial level, that first and foremost is the Megillah at night, and then Lishanosa to repeat it a second time by day. However, Tosfos, Dibra Maschil Chayav, which is on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that the Ikar Havi B'Yamama, the main fundamental obligation of Megillah, the primary obligation, is during the day. And Tosfos points out that Seuda has to be eaten during the day, the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Seuda Shachal B'Layla Lo Yatzi Yedei Chavaso, but it's basically written in the Pasuk HaYomim Ha'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim Zechira and Asiya. Together, Zechira means Mikra Megillah, Asiya means the Mitzvos Maisios, which means Mishloach Manos, Seudas Purim, Mishloach Manos, and Matos Avyonim. The whole package is during the day. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is adding, as a secondary kiyum, the Megillah at night. And the Ri says that this Chapsan Af Gemina L'Gabi Shechiyonu. Omer Ri, says Tosfos, Afal Gav de Mavarech Zman. That's a reference to Shechiyonu Balayla. Chozer Mavarech Oso Bayom. He repeats Shechiyonu by day. The Ikar Persume Nisa Havi Bekriyat B'Yimama. The Pirsum Anes is during the day. That's when we read the Megillah. as an act of pirsimanes. Ukra nami mashma kein tichsiv v'layla v'lo dumyuli. Klomar afal gav shekori b'yom chayav likros b'layla. Even though you've already, or you will, I should say, read the Megillah by day, that's not enough. But v'layla v'lo dumyuli, you have to add a kriya at night. But clearly, the ikar chiyuv, the persimanes of the day, and now we're adding a secondary chiyuv to read the Megillah at night. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you had a choice, when to hear the Megillah, was either or, Tosus would definitely advocate to hear the Megillah by day. What is the geder, though? How do we define the chiyuv of Megillah at night, the chiyuv of Megillah by day? One, we said, is primary by day. The second, the Laila, is a secondary add-on. Laila v'lo dumyuli. And perhaps this touches on the very question that Turi Evin, that's the Shagas Aryeh in Masechta Megillah, is famous for his chiddush, that Mikra Megillah is not just derabbanan. Obviously, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to read the Megillah on the 14th and 15th of Adar. It's a mitzvah rather derabbanan, but it's not a classical derabbanan. For example, the halach of Safek, you have a city and you don't know if it was Mukefes Choma from the time of Yeshua, not like Tveria, is we'll read the Megillah despite the Safek derabbanan, says the Turi Evin, because Megillah is midivrei Kabbalah. It's a chiyuv that's engendered by the Megillah, which is part of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's called midivrei Kabbalah. That upgrades the chiyuv of Megillah from a stam derabbanan to a quasi doraisa, and then afkaminas gabi safek. You don't know? Then in a case of a safek on a divrei Kabbalah level, is Sveiko Lahachmir. You have to read the Megillah not just on Yudalit in that case of Tveria, but even on Tesvav. Chozer v'koreas a Megillah Mochar. The normal premise and principle of Safek Derabbanan Lekula does not apply to Megillah. It's a Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah. And one could argue that Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say Safek Lechumra? When is Mikra Megillah upgraded to the level of a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah? That's only by day, when the pasuk says Hayamim ha'elu nizkarim v'nasim, the asiyah and the zchira are both by day. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, deriving from v'layla v'lo dumyuli, a secondary chiyuv of reading the Megillah at night, that's only a drabanan. That's only midivrei sofrim. That would not be an exception to the rule of Safek Lekula. And therefore one could ostensibly argue, now we're saying it theoretical, conceptually, that Tveria would not have to repeat the Megillah on the second night on the 15th, because Safek Derabbanan Lekula. The Rambam, which I want to show you his language, the Rambam's language, will open up the Rambam here. In Perek Aleph, Mehilchas Megillah, Halacha Aleph, he says, Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana Mitzvah Saseh Midivrei Sofrim. He doesn't seem to upgrade the Megillah by day to a Divrei Kabbalah. He's talking about Midivrei Sofer. But then the Rambam adds a very cryptic statement. V'advarim yiduim shehi takonas neviim. Wow, this is unusual. A takonas neviim. It means that the chiyuv of Megillah is established by the Nevi'im. I don't think he means that we have to listen to the Navi and therefore read the Megillah, because Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Davar, Navi does not have the authority as a Talmud Chacham or as Sanhedrin does to establish Takanos and Chiyuvim, but nevertheless when the Nevuah is written for all generations and becomes codified as part of Tanakh, of Kisvei HaKodesh, now we have a Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah. That could be possible. I don't see it so clearly in the Rambam, but what I do see in the Rambam is that there's something unique about the Takana of Mikra Megillah. It is a Takana Sanavim, and I believe that gives it special status. The question is exactly what status does it have? And take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. That we saw before, but let's look at it again, a second time. Just 1 second, we want to get the place. We're looking at Tuf Resh Tzadi Vav, and we're looking at Sif Vav. Just 1 second. Sorry, I got the wrong. Yesh mi shomer sha'onein mutter bebosar v'yayin t'lo asi asei di yachid di avelus v'dochi asei di rabim d'oraisa l'smach bepurim d'divrei kabbalah ninu sheheim k'divrei Torah. A fascinating line in the Shulchan Aruch with a nafgemina legabe an onen, whose kiyum of avelus is an essay de yachid, and that essay de yachid is trumped by the essay de rabim of Purim, meaning the chiyuv suda to eat basar and drink yayin. But Ribbono Shalom, the chiyuv suda of Purim is only derabbanan. How could that undermine the avelus of the yachid? And the Mechaber adds that divrei kabbalah ninhu, that this mitzvah of hayomim ha'elu nizkarim v'nasim, insofar as it's codified in Tanakh, it's upgraded to the status of divrei kabbalah, v'heim kedivrei Torah. And if they're kedivrei Torah, then we're not talking about a mitzvah derabbanan in the classical sense. And that's why it trumps avelus. Now, I'm not saying that the Rambam agrees to this. I can only tell you the Ran disagrees. And the Ran holds, as we'll soon see, that the chiyuv mikra megillah is only derabbanan. And this you'll see in the Ran, starting with the words V'yomer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he says the following. He says, "Holav hachi varei mevatlin avoda doraisa mishum megil derabbanan." That to establish that a kohen should be mevatel as avoda for the sake of coming to hear the mikra megillah, that's a sensational chiddush which has to be established, but the Havamin is very strong here. How could you be Mavatel Avoda Doraisa for the sake of a mitzvah of Megillah, which is only Derabbanan? So the Ran takes the position that Mikra Megillah is Derabbanan. But you may see on your page below the Ran, the Noda B'Yehuda. And the Noda B'Yehuda is the question of which takes precedence between Kiddush Halavana, Kiddush Levana, and Mikra Megillah. And he talks about a case of a Levana Zorachas, and he speaks about a case where Zmana Eino Veris. And he writes that the Halach of Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, which Lechora would place Kiddush Levana first on the list, but nevertheless it doesn't apply here because that only applies if Shneim Derabbanan or Shneim Dorais. Mashenke Kiddush Levana Mikra Megillah, Kiddush Levana Legamri Derabbanan Mikra Megillah, Mitzvah Sevi Devrei Kabbalah, V'Adif Mi Mitzvah Derabbanan. So clearly, the Tadir, Sheino Tadir element of Kiddush Levana is not necessarily powerful enough, as it usually would be, to trump a mitzvah that's Eino Tadir, like Purim, because in this case, Kiddush Levana is a regular classical Drabanan, but Megillah is not. Megillah is an essay, Midire Kabbalah, which is Adif Midrabanan. But then, the Noda Yehuda backtracks, and he says, Kriyas HaLaila, the issue of Kiddush Levana and Kriyas HaMegillah is by night, that Kriya, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila, Lav Mitzvah Asei, Midirei Kabbalah, and he goes on to say that Hayomim Ha'elu Nos Karmanasim, the Megillah itself engenders a Chiv Kriya by Yom, Hayomim Ha'elu Nos Karmanasim V'lo B'Lelos. Laila is a classical mitzvah derabbanan, and it would be trumped by Kiddush Levana under the law, the rule of Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But we mentioned before the Turi Evan of the Shagas Aryeh, and he writes that Kriya de Laila Eino Elamid Rabbanan. He's implying that Kriya by Laila is on a lower level, as we saw in Tosfos. V'ein ikar chiyuvo mi ruach hakodesh the high kruxiv hayomim ha'elu nikra v'nasiv iskish zechir lasiya ma'asiya is bayom is balaila lo. There's no mitzvah asiya balaila, so too there's no mitzvah megillah balaila, and therefore he assumes that Kriya Balaila is only Derabbanan. Then he goes on to say, Bahani Kroy, De Maisalu Bishmaitel, Kriya Samigil Balaila, Eno Lasmachta Bialma. So whereas the Kriya B'Yom is derived from the Pasuk in the Megillah, the Kriya Balaila, any psukim, which we saw in Tehillim, that are being quoted by the Gemara, are only begetter asmachta bi'alma. We're dealing with a drabbanan. And that's why, he says, although we recited Shechiyonu at night, we're going to repeat Shechiyonu by day. Because now we're fulfilling a new mitzvah. Namely, a mitzvah, midivrei Kabbalah, of Hayomim Elu Nizkar V'Nasim. And something similar you'll see here in the Sfas Emes, on Daf Dalid, in Masechet Megillah, he asks, Yesh Li Dayik Loma Omar L'Shanosa V'Loma L'Chayv L'Krosa B'Layla B'Yom Hayinir L'Ni Estaitu L'Farish Kavanas V'Yishu Ben Levi Shechayv L'Krosa B'Yom Pam Shenis V'Hainu Dim Lo Kar B'Layla Tzarch l'krosa b'yom shtei pa'amim. He establishes that there is tashlumin for kriya b'layla, and you can read it twice during the day. And it would seem to me that this chiddush Sfas Emes would make sense according to Rabbi Shuv and Levi, but not according to Rabbi Chelva. Meaning, if kriya samigila is defined as tefillah, as bakasha, Ayelas HaShachar Keli Keli Lama HaZavtani, then under the laws of Tefillah we can talk about Tashlumin. But if we're talking about a Chiyuv Shevach Vodoya, I'm not sure if that's a kiyum tefillah, and if the law of tashlumin would apply. Then he offers another possibility of what lishanosa bayom. He says, "Efshar dehadiyam lishanosa bayom mishum deikar mitzvasa bayom." The real mitzvah is by day. And I think when he says the real mitzvah is by day, what he means is the mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah is by day. Whereas the mitzvah balayla is a mitzvah derabbanan. So if this is pshat, then we can summarize that according to not only the Beis Yosef, but according to the Note of Yehuda, the Turiyev, and the Sfasemes, the Iker Chiyuv Kriya is by Yom, and that's Midivrei Kabbalah. The Chiyuv Kriya by Laila is a classical Din Derabbanan. In the Mishnah Berurah, sometimes you find Chidushim in places that you don't anticipate them, in the Sharat Siyun. Here in this case, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, he writes in Sharatzion Chav Zayin Kriya Diyom Chomer Milayla Vumidirei Kabbalah, that the Kriya by day is Chomer. It has a Chumra in that it is Midirei Kabbalah. Now, this Sharatzion you will find connected to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tesvav. And there, the Ramah writes, also lechel kodem sheyishma kriya samagila. You're not allowed to eat before kriya samagila. And the case that's being addressed explicitly by the Ramah is kriya samagila at night. And you should not eat before Kriyas HaMegillah at night. What about Kriyas HaMegillah by day? And here you'll see that the Sharat Siyun points out, first we will look at the Mishnah Berurah himself, Kriyas HaMegillah Chov Gadol, V'chon Mitzvahs Nidachim B'faneo, and then he says, also lechel kon kriyasa hu adin bayom. So you already davened in the morning. You're not allowed to eat before kriya samigula. And in the Shad Tzion he says that it's a kal v'chomer basically from kriyas laila. So we have common afkaminas here between laila and yom. Number one, that although we recited shechiyonu b'laila, we repeat shechiyonu bayom because the ikar kriyas bayom. We said that Safek Lechumra could apply to Kriya Bayom because of the Divrei Kabbalah, whereas Kriya Balayla would be Safek Derabbanan. And then we have this Kal Vachomer that if you're not allowed to eat before Kriya Laila, how much more so, you should not be able to eat before Kriya by day. And with regard to Kriya by day, the Shulchan Aruch codifies the halacha that divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah, and therefore trumps avelus because a mitzvah derabim trumps an essay diyachid. Now, that's one approach. I do want to show you a different approach, which Rav Avadia Yosef in a very long tshuva codifies many Rishonim who would disagree with this position. And although we don't have time, it's Chelik Dalet Siman Mem Gimel, to go through the entire Siman, I would like to point out to you that he quotes the Chidusha Rajba, and he says that the Rosh says tamely, "Me'akosim diskarven asim iskiv zchiri lasiya siyena ela bayom." Yeshlom the mikol makom rivalei akosim zchiri dechsiv alaylov lo dumuli. It means that the ribui of a Laila v'lo dumyuli takes the Megillah reading at night and puts it back into Ayomim Elu Nizkarim. It's one kiyum of Zechira. Says Rav Avadi Yosef, based on this Rashba, Muchach Lehedja, the Af Kriyas Alayla, Himi Divrei Hakosu V'chshiva Divrei Kabbalah Udeloka no de Behuda V'chayotzim is Hakosu V'ritva. He writes, in the name of the Ritva, et Suda Eina Ela Bayom, Dimei Mishta V'simcha K'sivu Lolelos, V'shayni Kriya D'ribuye Kra D'ksivu Laila V'odibili, U'li'olam B'chlal Yomim Elu Leko Lailos. So the Ritva says, based on this Gemara, that has a Hekesh, establishes an analogy between Asiya and Zechira, and the Ritva says that that analogy, Hainolinian Kvias Hayom Nafkav Lola Cholinion, Shrechaivan Lakrosam Gila Balaila, Usudein Alabiyom. So we don't have an open ended equation between Yom and Laila under the Hekesh of Schira Lasia, because we don't have a Suda at night, Simcha, and Mishtez Yimei. Mishteva Simcha Velolelos. And if you ask me then, why do we have Kriya at night? The answer is because Kriya is included under Hayom Elu Nizkarim. Again, it would seem that Mikra Megillah is Belaila, no less than it is Beyom. It has the same status as a Mitzvah Midirei Kabbalah, both during the day and even at night. And he goes even further by quoting a Rokeach. The Rokeach says that the Iker Mikra Megillah is at night. And this is certainly against Tosfos and all the poskim that we quoted earlier. So we should know that to downgrade, if we can use that term, Laila and Kriyas HaLaila to a lower level than Kriyas HaYom, which we saw in many of the poskim, and it's pretty much a reflection of Tosfos Shita, that position is not universally accepted. And there are many Rishonim that would advocate in favor of Kriyas Laila as being on the same level of Divrei Kabbalah as Kriyas Yom. Now the Mechaber in Tafresh Tzadi Beis in Sif Dalet has something important to say, as he always does. Mishahu Anus. Then he adds the word Ktsas. V'ena yochol leilech lebeis ha-knesset tzorch lahamten ad achar shekoro ha-kol koshol leishim v'taynes kol kach yochol shmol kriyas kriyosim v'bod yom v'plaga mincha u'lemaila. So we're talking about a case of someone who's very weak and he won't be able to eat until after the Megillah reading. He's fasting. He doesn't want to postpone the kriyas of Megillah till later time, let's say tzeis, and then he won't be able to eat until who knows what time at night. And in such a case, he can hear the kriya when it's still light out. We're really at the end of Yud Gimel. We haven't even entered into Yud Daled yet. He calls him Iplaga Minchu Lamala, and obviously, by sheer association, this is reminiscent of Chanukah, where we can light near Chanukah for the new day from Plaga Minchu Lamala, if need be. The Ramah, on this comment of the Shulchan Aruch, adds, Aval also lechol kodem sheishma kriyas ha-megillah afilu atayinis koshelo. He's not willing to budge and be flexible about reading before Megillah, about eating before Megillah. We can ask you to read the Megillah earlier, and we'll allow you to do so from Plaga Mincha, but then and only then, after the Megillah, are you allowed to eat bichlal, because eating before the Megillah is unacceptable. And the Mishnah Brura here writes, in the name of the Pri Chadosh, Shekara Tigra Alkula Zu Vidaito Dekodem Tseisakokhov and Yotze Klal Afilu Bidievet. So the Pri Chadosh rejects the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah. There is no din of Plaga Mincha, of Erev Purim, and you're not Yotze before Tseisa Kochovim, even Bidyevet, no matter how uncomfortable it is for you. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds that Bechein Mashma Das Hagra, that would also seem to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. So it's not just the Pri Chadosh. And he adds the following. He says, "Afilu te'ima ein lahakel elo litzara gadol." It's very harsh, very demanding here. That even te'ima, he goes on to say, "Shira te'ima einu kibetza pas o mashkin kishir betza." There's no possibility, according to Pri Chadosh, of reading the Megillah during Ben Hashmash. You have to wait till Tzeis. And moreover, the Chumrah here of the Gra, that even Te'ima, which is Kibetza, that also is prohibited. V'chein Mashmadas HaGra Bibi Uro Afil Tima in Lahakel El Tzarkol Dahainu Cholik Tzas Omisha Tainis Koshalo. And if you take a look in the Shar Tzion, he quotes this in the name of the Magen Avraham, that we have to be very, very careful. And then he says, Lamaisa Mikomakom Hamekil It's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah means by Mivodyom Ktsas. But clearly he's looking for some sort of kula for a chola and a yoledis. Now, obviously, if we're talking about such a severe chumrah, and the Ramah, who's basing himself on the true Sedeshin, prohibits you from eating before you hear the Megillah, even though you're fasting, we're talking about Megillah's Laila, it would seem that Kriyas Laila might be more than just a regular Drabbanon. We're going to be very careful about eating before Kriyas Megillah Balaila, because Kriyas Megillah Balaila, according to many Rishonim, as we saw, is equal to Kriyas Megillah Bayom, and it is Midivrei Kabbalah. And, you know, a lot of the poskim deal with what's called shas chirum. Let's say, for example, Jews don't walk in the streets at night. In many countries, it's dangerous for a Jew at night. So after Tzeis HaKochom, you can't get the Jews out and gather them to the Beis HaKnesses, then I'd be afraid to go back alone. So that's called a makom hadchak, right? Shas hadchak. And, you know, the poskim want to know, in such a case, can you read Mikra Megillah before Tzeis HaKochom? You won't find anyone after Tzeis. And can you recite it with a bracha? And this is something that's addressed by Rav Yosef in Yabia Omer. As we saw before, Yabia Omer is a very, very long tshuva. But in this long tshuva, he wonders about a situation which is quite common in many countries today, in Europe for sure. You can't get the Jews together in the shul after Tzeis. And he writes, L'chorin nireh, she'ika adinu, to be in on Laila dafka, Laila Mamish, the Laila Velodumyali, the Pasuk says. So can you read it Mibojom? And he quotes one possibility that you can read the Megillah Mibojom, and that's based on Rabbi Chelbo in the name of Ula, who, if you remember, derives the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah at night from Velo Yidom. And maybe we could possibly suggest that since the Pasuk itself doesn't mention Laila, it just says, Lamayin Zemer Chavav Lo Yidom, maybe you don't require, in order to fulfill Velo Yidom, you don't require Laila Mamish. That's a possible suggestion in Ula, which means that the question of whether you need Seisa Kochav Mamish would depend upon Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi versus Ula, Rabbi Chelbo in the name of Ula, and it depends on the derivation. But in any event, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi writes that you have to, says that you have to read it at night because of Laila Volodumyali. It sounds like you need Laila Mamish. And in this case, the winds blow here in the Abia Omer in favor of being Mekil. The Ein Roy Lahachmir Kiyotim is a low much Bojom. He encourages that you read it a second time, the Laila, just to be sure, but we can gather the troops and read it Mibojom. Would he advocate in such a case of Shas Acher, Shas Adchak, reading it without a bracha? Well, he says, very interesting svara, that maybe if you leave out the bracha, it's Yigrom, Agmas, Nefesh, Lekahal. Everyone's going to be all upset about it, and it's a Yom Simcha Kazu. Why should we shter the Simcha? Let's even be mora hora that if need be, and there's no other option to gather together the people, we should read the Megillah before nightfall and with a bracha. So as usual, the halacha becomes a bit confusing. Many, many controversies. We had a machlokas where the Laila is the same status as day. We now have machlokas about the Iser Achilu before the Megillah. How far do we have to push? And finally, the question of reading the Megillah before nightfall and B'Shas Adchak, reading it even with a bracha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch himself writes, Mishahu, this is in Tafresh Sadi Bey, Sivtalit, Mishahu Onus Ktas, Veinu Yochel Leilich Beis HaKnes, Sorek Lahamtin, Ad Acher Shekoro HaKol, V'koshom Leishim B'tainis Kolkach, Yochel Lishmo Kriyosim V'bojom, V'plag HaMincha Ulamal. And we saw already in the Ramah that you're not allowed to eat before Kriyas HaMegillah, even Tainis, even Te'ima might be Aser, even for someone who has difficulty with the fasting. Now, what is the issue? What lies at the heart of this issue about reading the Megillah Mibojom before Laila Mamish? So we saw already in Rav Avadya Yosef that he has a gigantic machlokas rishonim whether kriyas hamegillah v'laila is midivrei kabbalah or it's a regular chiyuv derabbanan. If it's a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah, then one could certainly maintain that we need laila v'lodumyali laila mamish. If on the other hand we put kriyas halaila under a different category, it's only midrabbanan. And certainly if we derive it as Rabbi Chelbo and Ula from a pasuk, L'mayin zemer chavav lo yidom, which doesn't have any reference whatsoever to Laila, then one could argue that perhaps plaga mincha is sufficient to fulfill a takana derabbanan, if we assume, like those Rishonim, that Kriyas HaLaila, Tosus and others, is only Dirabbanan. Bottom line is that a lot of the halachas about Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila and its relation to Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom reflect the fact that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila is not the original Divrei Kabbalah, nor is it included in Divrei Kabbalah. It remains a separate independent mitzvah, Dirabbanan. We could be Mekel and Safek, will require Shechiyot B'Yom. All these halachic nafkaminas seem to give us lots of leeway here with regard to Kriyas HaLaila to start it when necessary, Mibojo. Now, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila, can we view it as a preparation, perhaps, for the Kriya by day? And here, we want to base ourselves to a large extent on the Meiri, who writes that the chiyuv to read it at night is to read it in the Laila Kodem Purim. Which means that there's strong evidence from the language of the Meiri that Purim doesn't begin really in effect until daylight. And we have precedences in halacha for separating the night from the day in Hilchos Zmanim and Hilchos Moadim. And the Meiri, I think, would certainly classify Purim as one of those examples where we separate the night from the day. And if the Kriya by day is the Kriya of Purim, then the Kriya by night is sort of a preparation for Purim. Or, shall we say, it's, you know, getting used to the reading the Megillah. And when the Gemara says Chayav Adam Lekrosa Megillah Bayom Ulshanosa Balaila, it doesn't say Lekrosa Balaila, or it doesn't say Lekrosa Megillah Balaila Bayom, because the Iker Chiyuv of Megillah is Bayom, as Tosus says it, and therefore the Kriya Balaila is in order to create a Kriya Shnia, meaning we need a first Kriya so that we're, shall we say, we are experts now. And the machinery is well oiled, we're ready for the main Kriya, which is the Kriya Shnia, that's Lishanos HaBayom. So Lishanos HaBayom really means that the Chiyuv Kriya of Halayla is not a Kriya unto itself, but rather it's a Kriya that would introduce or pave the way for the mitzvah of Kriya, which is by day, which emanates from the Yom itself. The Yom itself of Purim is endowed with a, I wouldn't call it Kedusha Sayom in the full sense because there's no Issa Malacha, but the Mitzvah Sayom in the Tzuma Shel Yom include Mikra Megillah. Where does Laila fit in? If Laila is not endowed with that status of Purim and the day, or in this case the night, doesn't engender a Chiyuv Megillah, it's only if we understand that the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila is some sort of an introduction, a preparation to get us into the Shvung and get us used to reading the Megillah. It's not a Chiv Be'etzem unto itself, but it's a Hachana for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which takes place by day. And therefore, one could ostensibly argue that the definition of the Chiv Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila is not what we call a Chiv unto itself, but rather Hachana. The only problem with that is, why does that achana deserve brachos? We're going to have to say that that achana was also established as a kiyum mitzvah, b'toras achana, and therefore we make a bracha on that. The oddity sort of is the shechiyanu, because to recite shechiyanu on a achana, that's a bissel chiddush. Now, we spoke about cities that were walled, right, and they go back to the time of Yoshua. And in that context, we're talking about Purim of Yerushalayim. The Mikrai Kodesh from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a Maisa Shehoya at the time of the War for Liberation. We're talking in 1948. Shaloi Yecholim Lahalos Ner Balayla Beis HaKnesses. We had no possibility, he says, of lighting candles at night in the shul. And the question arose, in Yerushalayim, if it's possible to read the Megillah from Plaga Mincha Lamala when there's still some light outside. As the Shulchan Aruch paskins for someone who's anus. And he quotes Rav Yaakov Kalnis, who writes in the protocols of what we call the Rabbanut HaRashit, and this is brought down also in the Abia Omer, that since the Gemara says Bizmaneim, Zmano Shel Zeh Lo Kizmano Shel Zeh, which means the Chazal were makted very much that the cities should not read at the same time as the walled cities, like the cities that are prozim, meaning they're not walled, should not be reading at the same time as the cities that are walled. And that's called Bizmaneim, Shalo, Zmano Shel Zeh, Lo Kizmano Shel Zeh. The Bnei Amukafim, therefore, could not read the Megillah at a time which would be appropriate for the prozim. And therefore, if the Mukafim, right, the Yushalmis, let's say, will read from Plaga Mincha of Yudalid, then they are overlapping, they're overstepping the bounds into a Zman Kriya, which is appropriate for the Prozim. And we cannot allow that to go on because Bizmaneim Zmano Shel Zeh Lo Kizmano Shel Zeh. These words of Rabbi Yaakov Kalmus were rejected, in fact, by both the Mikrai Kodesh and the Abia Omer. But the Svara is a very strange but strong Svara. It would not apply to Yudalid, meaning Yud Gimel going into Yudalid. Then we could certainly allow for a Kriya after Plaga Mincha, again Bishas Hadchak Gadol, because then we're not overlapping with any other Purim. No one else on the face of the earth could read the Megillah at that time. Now the Mikrai Kodesh Lishitaso, who rejects Rav Yaakov Kalmus, and he allows Bishas Hadchak a reading from Mukaf and Choma, Mi Plaga Minch V'Elech, he wants to know who's going to read the Megillah for them. Does it have to be a Yerushalmi, or could it possibly be a Tel Avivi, a Paruz, because the Paruz himself is still included in the Chiyuv Megillah, although he was Yotze already, but still he has the Chiyuv, the 14th until Shkia is still the 14th, it's still the day of Purim. And therefore, the Paruz should be able to be the Malkorei, Yotza Motzi, to be Motzi the Tzibur of Bnei Mukafim. So if I were to ask you on a quiz question, when would it be possible, or how would you imagine, envision a possibility, that a Kriya for the Bnei Mukafim can be initiated by a Paruz? This would be the case, where the Mukafim are reading Mi Plaga Mincha, because of Shas Hadchak, and it's still Purim as far as the Prozim are concerned. So in this case of Kriyas HaMegillah of Mukafim Mi Plaga Mincha, we have a very interesting machlokas here as to whether or not the halacha could recognize this. Does this violate the principle of Bizmaneihem? And perhaps one could say that it all depends whether we look at the Maisa Kriya or the Kiyum Kriya. The Maisa Kriya is Miplaga Mincha, but the Kiyum Kriya is Balaila. This is a Kriyas Laila. So the Chal Shem Kriya is a Kriyas Laila. The fact that I'm reading it at a time when the Prozim could also read the Megillah, that's not a violation of Bizmaneim. The Prozim will read it B'Toras Yudalid, whereas the Mukafim read it with a Kiyum of Tezvav. And if you ask about a city which has a Suffolk, right, for example, the case of Tveria, where we don't know which day is the day of Purim, one could ostensibly argue that in such a case, the Suffolk, the members of Tveria, could read the Megillah from Plaga Mincha on, even if it wasn't a Shas Adchak, and that's because they have 2 days of Purim, so that's not a violation of Bismanean. And furthermore, you could say that since it's only a Safek, and they're reading a Mitzad Safek, we have different opinions about Plaga Mincha with regard to Megillah. We can rely on those that allow it and say Safek, Safek Lekula. Now, what else might be a Nafkamina as to whether or not Megillah is Midirei Kabbalah or it's only Midrabbanan? So we spoke about the case of Safek, for example, the case of a Safek of a city, whether it's Mukafas Chom or not. And also you have a case, right, so you don't know whether they have to read on both days, and L'chora we could be Mekel at night, because Safek Drabbanan, but by day we should be Machmir, and require Megillah because of Safek Midivrei Kabbal. Then we have the Nafkamina, if a person could only hear one Kriyas HaMegillah, either by day or by night, and he has a choice, which direction should he go? And once again, if we assume that the Chiyuv Kriya by day is a Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah, and it's therefore it's more strict than the Chiyuv Midivrei Sofrim at night, he should push off the Megillah till the day. There's also a discussion in Motz Poskim about Mitzvah Strichas Kavanah. How do we paskin on Mitzvah Strichas Kavanah? The Stei Chevedi has a whole piece to differentiate between a Mitzvah Doraisa, which requires Kavanah, and a Mitzvah Drabanah, which does not require Kavanah. Where should we classify Kriyas HaMegillah? And once again, we will find Poskim who will require Kavanah by day, but not by night. At night, Kavanah is not Likuva, because the Kriya by night is only Midivrei Sofrim, and Mitzvahs Einam Tzrichas Drabanan, Einam Tzrichas Kavanah by Mitzvah Drabanan, whereas with regard to Kriya by Yom as a Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, it's Kedivrei Torah Dami, as we saw in the Beis Yosef, and therefore you would require Kavanah. And then we could add the Beis Yosef himself here into the picture, namely, whether or not Megillah and the Mitzvahs Hayom would trump Avelus. And here we're not limiting our discussion to Megillah, we're broadening it to include all the Mitzvahs that are included under Vayom Elun is Karvanas. There's also a discussion here by one of the contemporary Rabbanim in the Shalmei Todah about a person who reads the Megillah at the very, very end of the night. And he asks Kavana to fulfill his Kriya of Laila. Then, lo and behold, he finds out that that hour was technically Yom. He thought it was Laila, but it was really Yom. You know, he didn't have the ability to go out and see, you know, he didn't have a window to open up. And the question is, can we say that he fulfilled the Kriya of day, because in fact he read it during the day, but his Kavana was to be Otsay the Kriya at night? If we view Kriya at night and Kriya by day as one identical mitzvah, it's two halves of a whole, then his Kavanah to be Yotzi with Kriyas Laila could certainly be effective to be considered Kavanah Lotzei Sidei Chovas Kriyas Hayom, and therefore he was Yotzi. But if we view this as two separate mitzvahs, and his Kavanah was to fulfill mitzvah A, and therefore by implication not B, it's like he had a negative Kavanah for the mitzvahs Hayom, and even if I hold mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah, which I might not hold in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, but even if I would take that position, it's a pure Derabbanan, ain't Tzrichas Kavanah, but maybe this might be Kavanah Shalo Latzis. And then, of course, the question of the Sfas Emes with regard to Tashlumin for someone who didn't read the Megillah at night. Is there Tashlumin by day? And one could argue that it depends how we define the Chiyuv Kriya at night. Do we see it as a Chiyuv Tefillah, which is derived by Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi from Laila v'lo Dumyali, and within the context of Tefillah, we can view this under the laws of Tashlumin, and therefore lo karba laila tzach lekros b'yom shtei pa'amim. Or do we say no, that Kriyas HaMegillah b'laila is a mitzvah like Kriyas HaMegillah b'yom, and it is engendered by laila and has to be fulfilled within laila, and beyond laila it's over zmano, batal mitzvah, so he has no chance of tashlumin. And finally, the last issue, which we don't have time for today, is the question of Hallel. The Gemara offers many answers to the question, where's Hallel on Purim? And one of the answers that the Gemara offers is that we have Hallel on Purim through Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Poskim point out, based on Rishonim, that that only applies to Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, because Hallel is only Bayom. And here, there's a machlokas haposkim kisheino koris haMegillah chayev likros as hal v'bracha lo. The Meiri's opinion is that if you do not read the Megillah, then you have to recite Hallel and with a bracha. And that apparently puts Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom in a separate unique category. In addition to the Kiyum Kriya and Persimones, we have another addition, another dimension, a Kiyum of Hallel. Kriyasa Zui Lula, which only applies to Kriya by day. And that itself would, in a sense, tip the scale if you had a choice between Kriya at night or Kriya by day in favor of Kriya by day. But there's a lot more to talk about if we have time. Believe that. Thank you very much.